Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Sure glad Kelly reminded me it was time to go on the air. We're just sitting here shooting the breeze. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Thanks to Kelly, we are on the air. And we're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. We're glad you're with us on a Friday afternoon, the last Friday before the big day, next Wednesday, of course. So be careful out there driving. I don't know about you, Sandra, but I think driving here is always precarious. People just seem to be psychologically crazy right now.
Fridays are bad enough, and I never have understood in Hattiesburg why Friday, it's only Friday. The traffic, particularly out on 98, is particularly congested. But yeah, when guys are just now going, oh gosh, Christmas is next Wednesday.
Yeah, man, you got to be careful. got to really be careful.
So you decided to... Well, you're probably not going to say on the air what you're getting Miss Angela, right? She listens to the show, so.
Well, she's not here today, so.
Okay.
She's really been badgering me for a new Mustang GT. I'm kidding.
Well, knowing you.
Some stereo equipment. I think she asked me for some vintage hi-fi equipment, and yeah.
Well, knowing you, I was going to say she's going to continue to badger you for a Mustang GT.
Yes, exactly right. We're going to bring Patrick McGee on the show in just a little bit. I want to ask you something. Did you see the game last night by any chance?
Yeah, the football, NFL game.
What is a free kick? I mean, I've been watching NFL football my whole life. I was bewildered.
Yeah, it's obviously not an often used rule,
right?
But every single time a team gets punted to and a fair catch is caught, they have the option the next play only, they can kick it from that spot. The defensive team has to be 10 yards off of the line of scrimmage, no pressure for the kick, and it counts as 3 points. Or they can drop kick it, which Booth Lustig and some of the old players back in the 40s, you know, the Cleveland Browns used to drop kick things. But it is not used, obviously, very often. And you would only want to use it in select situations like at the end of the half, you know, something like that. But you only get the option for one play. All right.
And so what happens if you miss it?
Well, then it's just like you missed it regularly.
Okay.
So if the clock had not run out, the other team would have gotten it. You know, at that,
they would have gotten it where he missed the field goal.
Correct. But see, if let's just say they would have called for the fair catch and run one play, then they have to kick it like a regular field goal.
I see.
Okay, so only on the immediate next play do they have the option for the free kick.
That was a very entertaining football game last night, the Chargers and the Broncos.
It was. And, you know, Sean Payton, former coach of the Saints, now leading the Broncos, they've put themselves in kind of a pickle now because the Chargers have solidified their potential playoff spot. But the Broncos go to Cincinnati next week, which normally would not be problematic. But the Bengals are still mathematically alive. But the Bengals would have to beat the Broncos. So let's just hypothetically say the Bengals beat the Broncos. That's two losses in a row for Denver. Denver ends the season against Kansas City, which, you know, the officials will make sure Kansas City wins
Good
that
one. Good luck with that one.
And, yeah, so Denver could be out of the playoffs if they lose their last two games.
And they're a pretty good team. Sean Payton has really improved that football team. There's no doubt about
that. With Bo Nix.
But you know what? The Chargers are an improved football team as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting about that free kick. The last time that happened, it was also the San Diego Chargers.
Really?
John Wershing
about that?
Was the
interesting. Good game last night, though. All right, Lady Eagle basketball in action as we speak. They're at Missouri State, and things are not going well. They were behind 43-26 at halftime. Joely McNellis not on the trip. We certainly continue to pray for Coach McNellis and hope that her situation improves. But, Kelly, they're playing four guards and Malia Grayson in the middle. It looks like to be this could – I mean, premature, I get it, but it looks like to me this could be a long year.
And poor Malia Grayson now, not necessarily getting double-teamed, but sometimes getting –
triple-teamed.
Yeah, getting – and I don't care how good you are.
She got injured in the first half and came back out late in the second quarter wearing a clear mask on her face. So she has sustained some sort of injury to her face, and you just can't lose her.
And remember, they haven't even started conference play yet.
No.
Right? So you go up there and most likely going to take this one on the chin against Southeast, Missouri State, and then what used to be Southeast Missouri State, and then have to then start conference play. I think a week from Sunday at Old Dominion, if I'm not mistaken. But the guys, meanwhile,
tomorrow,
yes, they open the conference slate tomorrow, 2:00, the tip-off time at the Greenhouse, where former Marshall coach Charles Huff, now the head football coach at Southern Miss.
How weird is this going to be?
Awkward. Of course, remember, the basketball players at Marshall have nothing to do with the football program at Marshall. But you're right. The timing is kind of
All right. Well, in all honesty, that's another struggling basketball team, the men's team. Kelly, you've been watching them play. What have they got to do to bounce out of this? And they got what a tough way to start the conference. Marshall's going to be pretty tough.
Well, in fact, Marshall coming into the game 7-5, one of the top three or four teams in the conference. Arkansas State, we mentioned this on the show this last week, Arkansas State has risen above the crowd so far this year. But the Eagles, number one thing they have to do is be more efficient at the charity stripe, at the free throw line. Been too inconsistent at the free throw line. Have been turning the ball over a little bit too much as far as, their ratios go. And their shooting percentages for guys that were recruited as pure shooters, they've been right about average when you take, but you can't be average, right, and win some of these games. And, man, to lose at home, that was a real head-scratcher to a team from the Southland Conference. Even though Lamar is undefeated in the Southland, that's a league that Coach Jay Ladner used to coach in, right, when he was at Southeastern Louisiana. So for Lamar to come in here and do that, this is going to be a tough, tall task for the Eagles tomorrow to win their first conference game. And then it's kind of weird the way the schedule works out, because you would think once you start conference, you then continue on conference. But once they play this game with Marshall, then they have a couple of, non-conference, then get back into the Sun Belt Conference.
I think they're still yet to play William Carey, that crosstown.
That's one of them. Yeah. Right. I think that's one of the games, that comes up a little bit later on. But it's kind of a unique schedule. But it starts for real tomorrow at 2:00. And, of course, a lot of the students who are home from other schools, if they're residents of Hattiesburg, come on out to the game tomorrow as Coach Huff is introduced, and see the Eagles, hopefully.
I'm assuming they're already out for the holidays.
Yes.
And then they go back around March, and then they have spring break, and then they go back for a couple of weeks, and then you can't overtax young people. I mean, you got to remember that. And then they're through for the year.
Well, for the record, I think they go back the day after Martin Luther King Day, or somewhere in there, in mid-January.
What did you just say?
Mid-January.
Mid-January. Yeah.
They get generally from mid-December to mid-January off, and then they'll go back.
Are they in Congress? No, they're just students, right?
No, that's right. Yeah. Well, and Congress could be home right now, but they're making things difficult for themselves, aren't they?
Well, then they'll be home for a month, and then they'll have a spring break and a fall break and a summer break.
But once the students get back in session, Bob Getty, baseball practice begins.
Well, that's good news. That's good. That's the first good news I've had today, Kelly.
If this was television, you should have seen Bob up.
Well, thank you. Now I feel a little better about him being gone. Yeah. The secret would be to go to college as long as you can and then get in Congress, and then, hell, you'd have a month off for Christmas the rest of your life.
Well, it kind of puts you in that mood. It's, I know that college is a grind emotionally and things like that, but you can't wait to get out of college so you can get that first job, right? Then you get that first job and you get that first paycheck and you're feeling really good. Well, then here comes Christmas and you get I
don't get a month off. What? What are you talking about?
I don't get to go for a week in March down to San Padre Island or Orlando or what? This is terrible. I don't want this.
I would love to have the job, but now there are days I need to tell you I'm not going to be available. Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
I heard a manager of a local eatery. I know me at an eatery, right? What are the odds?
Really? How about that?
Yeah, but he said, in describing the workforce today, he said it used to be where you would plan your social calendar around your work calendar. Uh-huh. He said, with this younger generation now, they plan their work calendar around their social calendar.
No, that's right. I have a friend. He's one of our clients that owns a restaurant here in town, and he said when he hands out his he employs a lot of young people. He says, when I hand out the schedule, I used to call it the schedule. Now I call it the wish list.
Or the suggestion, right? It's tough, you know?
All right. NFL's winding down. I mean, I think two more weeks after this week.
And Patrick's going to be on, going to join us in a little bit. Can you believe, Bob, with this dismal season that the Saints have
had? Don't tell me.
No, they are. They are mathematically alive. To make the playoffs. Now, they're going to have to win the division. There's not going to be any wild card involved. But because everybody else has kind of held back in the pack, the Saints could still win this division.
Well, let's see what the professor says. What are the odds of that? He's coming up next on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Opening segment was sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue, a great place to eat dinner tonight. Take a break from Christmas food next week. Dickie's Barbecue. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart. Now, you got to make a stop down there if you haven't fulfilled all of your Golden Eagle Christmas list items. Well, there's the obvious place to go. Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. They'll be open all weekend. Last-minute Christmas shopping. You can also shop online at campusbookmart.net.
The news gets worse for the Lady Eagles, Bob, against Missouri State, losing now 60-34 with 2.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. It looks like the Lady Eagles will not be able to pull this one out. Down 60-34 nearing the end of the third quarter.
All right, don't forget about Into Bay Spring Water. Thank you for that, Kelly. Mississippi owned and operated from a natural spring in Stone County. Now, you'll find this new variety of bottled water at corner markets all through the Pine Belt and certain Walmarts in the area. We encourage you to give them a try. We think you'll really like it. Remember, not all water is created equal. You deserve Into Bay.
The Saints are mathematically eligible. Patrick McGee joins us. Patrick, it's almost a sure thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way. I mean, they got to go to Green Bay on Monday, then they go to Tampa, which I guess supposedly is a winnable game in the regular season finale. But you got the Raiders coming to town in Week 17. That's the game after Christmas. So that's a winnable game. But two out of three And I mean, it's at eight. You know, the best case scenario is the Saints end the season 8-9. But I just don't see that happening. You know, Derek Carr is probably not going to touch the field again this season. Spencer Rattler really did kind of give some glimpses of being able to run that offense this past Sunday, but to expect him to do it week in and week out to close out the season, it's unlikely to happen.
But the movie Dumber, what is it, Dumb and Dumber? Don't they say, you're saying there's a chance?
No, I'm saying there's no chance. Even though you're
okay. Well, not only was Spencer Rattler calling the shots, but you know, the star, Alvin Kamara is out as well. Mm-hmm. So
right, yeah. I guess there was a report yesterday that he's likely to sit out the remainder of the season, which honestly, at this point, you know, why throw him back out there if he's a little banged up? He's been playing through injuries all season. Why not give him a chance to rest up and just get into the off season? Kendre Miller, I guess getting him out there, young running back, giving him a chance to show what he can do. Maybe there's opportunity there. He's played well at times. So, yeah, I mean, the Saints are just going – I get the feeling that they're probably just going to hand it off to Rattler and also see what Kendre Miller can do on offense to close things out.
What's wrong with Carr?
He has got a fracture in his left hand.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so and Haener had not been playing especially well, so they're going to give the ball to Rattler. Now, of course, with Dennis Allen getting fired midseason, Patrick, are we hearing any names as to who they might pursue as a head coach going into next season?
No, I mean, it's just the obvious. I think things are going to remain a little bit quiet until we get maybe the last week or so of the regular season. It still may play out a while if they're looking at coaches that are still in the postseason. But right now it's just kind of the obvious candidates everybody's been talking about. Aaron Glenn, Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator, and, of course, Todd Monken's a name that's going to get some traction as well.
How
so right
exciting
now we're just kind of – everything's kind of on hold for a lot of these teams that have made midseason coaching changes, and you're not going to see a whole lot of movement until the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Patrick, speaking of coaches, I watched the Broncos and the Chargers last night. Real competitive game. The Broncos lost, but like I say, it was a very competitive game, and the improvement of the Denver franchise is obvious under Sean Payton. I want to go back to when he left New Orleans and just kind of bring that up a second. Why do you think he left New Orleans, and what was it about him that made him want to end such a successful run there?
Well, I think Drew Brees moving on. I think maybe, you know, the way it looked is he wanted to go somewhere else where he could kind of build something new. It was going to be a little bit harder with the Saints, and we're seeing that play out. I mean, we have not seen the dramatic turnover, roster turnover that the Saints have needed the last 2 to 3 years. So he would have been rolling with an aging roster the next 3 years. And and from my perspective, I mean, it just seemed, you know, the move makes sense for Sean Payton. And I think he's going to, he's obviously doing well in Denver. And he's a good coach and he can build a roster. But at the end of the day, he wasn't really the GM in New Orleans. That was Mickey Loomis. And in Denver, it feels like he's able to kind of run the show a bit more in the way he likes.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's brought this Bo Nix kid along who's young, but boy, he looks pretty good to be a really young quarterback. And that's sort of his forte, isn't it? He really knows how to develop young quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know what? There's a little bit of a mixed record with that. You know, they tried to bring in some guys behind Brees and develop them and didn't quite work out. But I think with Nix, where, you know, he's obviously the guy. He can work with him one-on-one and really invest time in him. And Nix is really a unique player when you see him out there, the way he can run with the ball. You know, at times he looks like he's almost Taysom Hill taking off down the field. And he's always been a really, you know, solid passer, an accurate passer, who's going to, I think, only going to get better with time. You know, he's an older second year. I guess he's first year here, but he's older rookie. You know, he's got some years under from Auburn and Oregon. So he's a guy that's really plugged in well, and I see in the next 2 or 3 years he's going to be one of those kind of Pro Bowl quarterbacks.
Patrick, we hear about the transfer portal on the college scene, and you just talked about the Saints roster getting a little bit long in the tooth, a little bit older compared to some of the other NFL teams. What percentage of this roster would you expect to turn over, regardless of who the new coach is next year?
I think it's going to be pretty significant. Darren Rizzi will probably get a close look. He's done well in the interim role, but in terms of how much of the roster moves on, I think we'll see a fair amount of trade you know, especially for players that still have years left, you know, ahead of them, you know, whether it's, you know, we'll see. I don't have any kind of like it right now thinking who they're going to trade or who they're going to move on. But really the older players, they're going to figure out, you know, is it time to just move on, take the hit, you know, in dead salary or something like that. Cameron Jordan feels like he's kind of getting towards the end of his career. DeMario Davis still playing at a pretty high level, but you can tell he's taking kind of a step back. So there's some older players on the roster that they're going to have to make decisions on. And really, I mean, sitting right here, as long as Mickey Loomis is the GM next year, which is still a possibility even if they have a new head coach, are they really willing to move on and make drastic changes? He was reluctant to get rid of Dennis Allen. You know, that was really kind of Gail Benson stepping in and saying, you know, it's time now to move on. And Mickey Loomis is a guy that doesn't like to admit, you know, that he's kind of made mistakes. So, you know, Jeff Duncan, you know, he had a column this week that kind of touched on that. Really need to make changes from top to bottom, and that's GM, head coach, everywhere. And I'm of that belief as well, if the Saints are going to make any real change going into next season.
Is it fair to say that the two quarterbacks that we saw play this past week and the upcoming week, they're not the answer for the future long term, are they, Patrick?
You know, I think Rattler has shown that he's got potential. You know, I mean, they had no business being in that game in the second half, and he single-handedly really brought them back. He wasn't perfect. You know, I don't even think he completed 50% of his passes, but he hit the ones that mattered, and he showed that kind of that swagger and everything. So I still believe Rattler's maybe 2 to 3 years away from being that guy. But, no, he's got potential. You know, he's going to be in, you know, he's going to still be on the roster, and I think he'll get a look as a starter. I think Haener's he's just, I don't think Jake Haener started the game, really struggled. I think maybe it's kind of becoming apparent that he was another one of those kind of draft picks that the Saints have made at quarterback in the last 10 years. It's just not going to pan out. But Rattler, I think, does have that potential just based on arm strength and really confidence.
Patrick, if the Saints were going to deal some players, who, in your opinion, would give them the most draft capital? Or who's worth the most in return, in your opinion? If you were to...
I mean, I think if they wanted to move Chris Olave, they could probably, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he's dealt with head injuries and stuff like that. But, you know, he's done well at receiver. Is it time to kind of maybe just go a different angle? He's not the biggest guy. They need somebody that's a little bit bigger receiver on the outside that can produce. So I don't know. I mean, I think Olave is probably one of those guys, even though he's a little, you know, on the younger side, he's still got a left in him. As long as he's on healthy, he's a really good receiver. So maybe something like Olave.
Yeah, he is good. He's the kid out of Ohio State, right?
Yeah. He's got a lot of potential, but, man, the concussion issue is kind of following him pretty hard right now.
All right, Patrick, you're now running things at the Times-Picayune. What do you think, looking back, will be the biggest story, you know, that the paper covered sports-wise this year?
That's a good one. I mean, LSU women's basketball through the first half of the season really dominated things.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. I haven't really thought about that. We do have to do kind of the year-ender pieces here pretty soon. But it's been a year to where they haven't quite got over the hump in certain ways in terms of athletics here in Louisiana. But I think, you know, LSU women's basketball and everything that went into their season was pretty entertaining at the very least.
So you're going to say that it wasn't the demise of the New Orleans Breakers? Is that what I'm hearing, Patrick?
No, I forgot. I'd totally forgotten about them until you just brought them up. So
that would be a no.
No. Hey, Patrick, I'll be gone a lot next week. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, man, and thank you. Thank you sincerely for all the contributions you make to our show.
Sure, and Merry Christmas to y'all.
But the bad news is, Patrick, I'm going to be here next Friday.
Yeah, so hang on, Patrick.
Well, feel free to give me a call.
Okay, right. Thanks, buddy.
Our all good right. buddy, right, Patrick bye. McGee, sports editor of the Times. Made it to the big time and didn't forget us, Kelly. First time ever. First time ever that happened.
And he's got Blues stocking ready to go for...
Oh, Blue.
Yeah.
Boy, Blue's a lady catcher.
Well, right? You got that right, buddy.
We'll be back.
We'll be right back. Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Now, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can pick it up on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Some months we bumped 10,000 downloads, Kelly. Those must be days that you and I are not on the show. But every month is a great month, and we're really grateful to everybody that makes that possible.
And I think when people talk about Southern Miss, you know, fans not being out there, and the Southern Miss doesn't have a great fan base, well, that proves them wrong right there.
Right.
You know?
Right. Hey, you want to take a break from Christmas shopping over the weekend? We suggest you stop by 4th Street Bar and Grill, grab yourself a shrimp poor boy, a cold Pabst Blue Ribbon, and then get back to it. Get back to the shopping. They'll be open all weekend. All the bowl games will be on the TVs, as well as the national playoffs, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. 4th Street Bar and Grill, great folks. Really appreciate all they do. And for dessert, well, you know where to go. Mo' Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. Tell Morgan that the guys from the Eagle Hour said to tell her hello. You can check out their Facebook page to check the topping of the month. But the beignets are always cooked when you order them. And the coffee's always hot, and it's always good, isn't it, Mr. Sanders?
And you don't always have to just take a break from shopping. I mean, this morning I was at the Christmas caroling at the mental hospital this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tee it up.
They said you could sing anything you want except "Do You Hear What I Hear?" They didn't want us to sing that one for some reason.
You could have played the Pink Floyd song with the lyric, "The Lunatics Are in the Hall."
I'll be here all week. Tip your waiters
it's
and
7
waitresses.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we have a matinee on Saturday afternoons.
Bob, the news just gets worse and worse from Missouri State. About 5 minutes.
You hear what I hear. You just have no shame. It never ends with you. It's like Ben Winpickler said the other day. Oh, there's always another one coming out of the pocket.
I just have fun with life. You know, like I said, I am a simple man that travels from village to village with meager skit. The Lady Eagles getting blown out, Bob. It's 79-41 at Missouri State with 5 minutes, 29 seconds left to go in the ball game, mercifully.
That's almost a 40-point deficit, Kelly.
Yeah, they get a break before, I think, opening, like I said, the conference play at Old Dominion, I think, a week from Sunday.
And they're not playing LSU.
Missouri State must be pretty good.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I hope it's not a sign of things to come.
All right, Kelly, just when you think things can't get worse in the world of NIL, You brought an article to my attention today, which I think maybe exemplifies, it can't get worse.
Well, guess what?
Let's hear it.
It has. If you happen to, you know, if you're old school, like Brother Getty and I, there's a new company and a website called Fanstake, Fanstake. And it is a way now that your average fan at home can get involved in NIL deals with particular players that they would like to see come to their school. All right. So you establish an account with Fanstake. And in this case, it's all hypothetical, of course, but you'd click on Southern Miss. And you will see then all the Southern Miss players that are either on roster or in the transfer portal. All right. Then you can pledge money to that particular player, which... Then if that player winds up signing, as it were, with Southern Miss, all those monies would be collected and given to that player. But if the money that you give goes to that player and that player winds up signing somewhere else, you get all your money back. So if you wanted, and again, hypothetical, but if the Marshall quarterback or Jalen Rayner, the quarterback at Arkansas State, who's in the transfer portal, if you want him, Rayner, to come to Southern Miss, you'd go onto the Arkansas State page, you'd see Jalen Rayner's name, you'd contribute some money to his account, and if Rayner wound up coming to Southern Miss, then that money, your money would then go to him. If he winds up signing somewhere else, then you would get your money back. The thing that I wonder about, though, is what effect is this going to have on the collective? Right, because the collective, in and of itself, determines who gets what. Like in the two,
yeah, you have no say so, really.
Correct, but in Fanstake, you do have a say. You can direct your money to whatever player, you know, you want to. And it costs you nothing unless that player winds up signing at Southern Miss. So you'd have to wonder if the top collective in this example would like something like this or not, because you would think they wouldn't like it because they the collective, wouldn't have a say in where that money went to, right?
Yeah.
But they might like it because, hey, anything they can do to get good players on campus. But yeah. But the bottom line on FanStake, and it's FanStake, if you go into FanStake, the thing about this is you're in control of it. And it's amazing to me how people can come up with these entrepreneurial ideas, you know, just like that. And I don't know how the FanStake people get paid. I don't know if once that money is given to a player or whatever, if they take a percentage of it, you know, for gathering money that fans put into it. But it's now an opportunity to where you can direct your own NIL money to whatever player you want. And again, it costs you nothing unless that player commits to Southern Miss.
All right, here's a question that may reveal that I'm uninformed about this, but are there any restrictions now as to how money can be funneled to college athletes? And if so, who's governing that?
That's the problem, is that, and this is what all the schools are saying, and we kind of mentioned yesterday, until the Alabamas of the world start getting penalized or can't stay ahead of the game, and we're not picking on Alabama, just pick any one of the power schools, right? As soon as they start suffering from any of this stuff, then you're going to see some action take place, whether it's congressional, which, you know, I kind of get a kick out of our country how we always want the government to solve things, and government usually just winds up making it worse. But that there has to be some structure, some rule base to go by this. But as of right now, Bob, it is wide open. But this with FanStake, again, you can determine who you want to send NIL money to.
You know, I had a chance during my lunch hour to catch just a little bit of the women's basketball game. And in the short time I was watching it, I heard the announcers reference a player from Southern Miss who was now at her third school in 3 years, and a player from Missouri State that was at her third school in 4 years. This is really becoming the norm, Kelly. I mean, it's becoming abnormal to see a kid like a Malia Grayson, who's played her entire career at one school. This is becoming really commonplace.
And remember, and of course, we love Malia. It's hard not to love Malia Grayson.
Yeah, she's
but she's
a
Hattiesburg kid, and of course, she's getting NIL, you know, NIL deals.
She earns it.
Yeah, from the city of Hattiesburg and whatnot. But now, and again, with what we reported earlier in the week, if this junior college ruling sticks, players could essentially have 6 years of eligibility, two on the JUCO level, then go to the D1 level and get four more.
Well, you know, Kelly, there's a long lineage of players who were great college football players that didn't materialize in the NFL. You would agree with that?
I would.
But if that rule takes effect, you literally could have young people leave high school and make enough money to retire on and never play in the National Football League.
Or have to work.
Or never have to work, but not good enough to play in the NFL. That's realistic, is it not?
That could happen. And injuries, you know, it's such a rough game to begin with. You know, what happens in all of those type situations? I think everybody agrees, Bob, that something will happen.
Something's going to have to happen.
Something has to happen. The question is when. And who is going to provide the input on the structure? Are you going to put together a panel of coaches, athletic directors, and even players, or in this case, agents? Because you've got them involved too. Anytime there's money involved, you got agents with their hands out as well.
So let me ask you this. Now, this is a legit question, this is hypothetical. If Oregon and Texas, and I'm just pulling Texas,
right,
throw in Ohio State, any of the big schools, play for the national championship, is that really an amateur football game?
No.
It's not, is it?
No, but there would be those that would argue that it never was.
Well, I think there's probably truth to that. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it was just professional under the table.
Right. But
kind of like before, you know, before liquor became legal.
And that's why when I was saying now, you know, if you, and I used Alabama, and again, I'm not indicting Alabama.
Yeah, they're not the only ones.
Yeah, and I'm not accusing them. I'm just saying when they did it before, you know, they were able to, whatever schools were doing it before could keep ahead of everybody. But now that it's all out in the open,
yeah,
and you can do pretty much what you want, some of those power schools are going to get caught up.
Yeah.
You know, the smaller schools are going to start catching up to a degree, and the big boys aren't going to like it.
Wouldn't you love to see SMU win the whole thing?
Yes, I would.
I just think that would be so refreshing.
Or even Oregon. They haven't. You know, correct. It's a blue state, but I mean, yeah, they haven't won anything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I'm with the Ponies, and they're pretty good now.
Pony up is what they say.
What they say.
And I just checked, Bob, your fan stake account and my fan stake account.
Zero.
You're right. You're correct. But we'll take any donations, you know.
If anybody from the local collective wants to reach out, we're here. We're here for another 10 minutes or so.
But the fact that there's no money in there just goes to show you, you get what you pay for.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. This segment sponsored by DBAT, Party Street. Great place to do some Christmas shopping as well. They've got a wonderful pro shop. And if you got some little ball players in your family, you know they'd love a new bat, new glove, maybe some spikes, some cool-looking you know, baseball-type T-shirts. Check them out there on Hardy Street. Beautiful facility, DBAT. We really appreciate them being with us all year long, as we do Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. So Merry Christmas to Mr. Mack and Kevin and all the crew down at Genesis of Hattiesburg. You know, Kelly, you kind of get the sense, almost that Donald Trump is already the president, and just sort of the sense today that Christmas is already here. I mean, in a sense, you know what I'm saying? Things kind of shifted from a business mood almost to a Christmas mood today, it seems like.
The stock market's up today, like shooting through the roof. So apparently, you know, people are confident that the economy's going to bounce back or some good things are going to happen. So that's always good.
Yeah.
People are in the mood. A final score from Missouri State, 92-54. Missouri State defeats the Lady. Oh, wow. He went there, folks. He went there. 92-54, Missouri State over the Southern Miss Lady Eagles. In news and notes, the men's team, Southern Miss, taking on Marshall again. A reminder, that's at 2 o'clock tip-off tomorrow. Hope to see you at the Greenhouse. It'll also be on ESPN+. Southern Miss 4-7 on the year. No record in conference, of course, as this is the opener. Marshall 7-5 overall. Also, their conference opener. The college football playoffs begin. Of course, there's one bowl game this afternoon. In the third quarter, the Ohio Bobcats were leading Jacksonville State, who's now looking for a new coach as Rich Rod leaves from Jacksonville State to go back to West Virginia. Ohio leading Jacksonville State 27-14 in the third quarter. Football playoffs begin in earnest tonight. The first game, Indiana at Notre Dame. The first game in the bracket. I love this matchup because this game would never happen
Absolutely not.
Notre Dame would never schedule Indiana. They'll right. play Purdue, but they won't play Indiana for right. some reason.
Right.
And now they are playing Indiana, Notre Dame, the first game of the playoffs tomorrow. Bob Getty mentioned his SMU Mustangs. They will travel to Penn State to take on the Nittany Lions. Clemson will travel to Texas, and Tennessee at Ohio State. Three of those playoff games taking place tomorrow. And, of course, one and done. You lose, and you're all finished, and we'll have a national champion of college football the second week in January.
You think Indiana has a chance to beat Notre Dame?
I do. I think Indiana's kind of that. And with all due respect, your SMU team, too.
I think they have a chance of winning. They're very good.
But I think the team that has been the most consistent from day one to this last day has been Oregon. Oregon has been the most consistent performer of all of those teams.
So there are how many games this weekend? Four?
Yes.
So where
so that takes care of eight teams because some of the teams got to buy.
Okay.
You. So
including Boise State, correct?
Boise State, that's right.
And how did they get a bye?
The way the computer system, and they won their conference, and had somebody else won the Big 12 conference, for example, other than Arizona State. And Arizona State is a team that people are kind of forgetting, too. That was a team that was projected to finish dead last in their division of the Big 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they win the Big 12. So Boise, because Arizona State won that game by the computer rankings, Boise they put ahead of Arizona State.
Do you
State.
Like this system?
So far. So,
I think it's better than what we had, at least.
Yeah, the only thing, no matter what system you use, you know, the NCAA is going to be moving the basketball field more and more teams. But no matter how many teams you put in any field, somebody's going to get butt hurt.
Well, we heard that already. You know, Alabama's butt hurt.
Yeah, because and I'm just as surprised as anybody that Alabama didn't get in there. But so no matter what you do, there's always going to be somebody that's upset, which is why I've never been a big proponent of ever changing things, because it doesn't matter what you do to change things. Somebody's always going to be upset.
Yeah. Well, the SEC's all butthurt because they only got three teams in the Final 12.
Well, who else got three teams? Ohio State. Ohio State, Penn State, they're in there.
And Indiana.
There you go. Right. So they got three.
But that's better for everybody. I mean, the entire world does not enjoy SEC football like SEC fans do. I mean, it's a great league. I'm not saying it's not. But it's supposed to be a quote-unquote national playoff, not a regional playoff, an SEC playoff.
And with these teams that are in this makeup now, with Alabama out of it, you know, of course, you still got Georgia, you know, in there. But again, if the national championship winds up being Georgia against Texas, for example, you know, two now SEC teams, then you're saying, well, you're just adding more teams to delay the inevitable that two SEC teams are going to be in the final. But at least you can say, for the players' sake, they earned a chance.
Well, that's right. More players got a chance this year. I think that's a positive.
Yeah. So and then they can say, well, we had a shot and just we weren't good enough, you know. And I think that teams then can prove that they were good enough, which is part of the magic of the NCAA basketball tournament. And again, it's very rare that an underdog or Cinderella comes up and wins it, but they can certainly cause some excitement in winning some games along the way.
It makes sports fun.
Right.
All right. Be careful driving out there, everybody. They're just people driving like crazy for some reason. I guess they're excited. I guess they got a lot of things to do, but it's dangerous. So please be careful.
Yeah, you and I don't have to worry about it because we're on the Claiborne bus and somebody else does.
Somebody else drives it. They bring the presents to me. So it's pretty easy for me.
Never have to get out of our chair.
We hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back Monday before we take off for Christmas. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. To the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus.
A healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.